turn to three.
Positive rotation. Ignition. You guys have a nice flight. We'll see you back here.
Welcome to Roll Call, a 126th Air Refueling Wing podcast of the Illinois Air National Guard at Scott Air Force Base. I'm your host, Master Sergeant Brian Ellison, the Roll Call podcast focused on people, mission, and community. I'm coming to you from a hotel room in Vresnia, Poland. We're on the road with the wing. The wing has been in Powitz, Poland, providing support to Copper Arrow and our state partners, Poland, with some nighttime refueling. You can see pictures and videos on our Instagram and Facebook. And if you hear a strange noise, I have some kind of draft in my hotel room that is coming through a vent, so you might hear the wind come through. It's a nice hotel room, though. Our guest this week is a returning champion, 126th Maintenance Squadron Commander, Major Mike McCarthy. He talks about meetings he's had with our counterparts to find more ways for the wing to partner together at the squadron level, and he fills us in on all the hard work maintenance has put in on this trip. The wing is looking for a personnel remote designee. It's an Illinois Air National Guard active guard reserve position. It's for grades E6 or E7. You can find out more in the next edition of Wingtips. Wingtips is back up. It's a monthly edition that comes out with all sorts of announcements in it, so be looking for that in your wing email. Reserve component transition assistance advisors are available. They can help with state and local benefits, financial assistance, and employment assistance, and a bunch more other things. There are two people you can contact. Charles Hemholt, you can email him at chemholt-c@gapsi.com, or Susan Robinson. She can be found at srobinson-c@gapsi.com. I'll put their information in the description of this podcast.
Hello, DAP riders. The 2024 riding season is upon us. Sadly, we lost 22 airmen to motorcycle accidents and 194 total motorcycle mishaps last year. Most of these mishaps could have been prevented. What could we have done better? Most of our mishaps and deaths were a result of excessive speed, intoxication, not wearing PPE, and a lack of training and practicing. Some of our riders even received line of duty determinations, losing benefits for themselves and their families. What can you do to help protect yourself, your family, and your mission readiness? Practice. Your skills are your number one defense on the road. Wear your PPE. Follow DAF regulations. Attend DAF rider training, even if you're a seasoned rider. Slow down. And finally, don't drink and ride. It's just not worth the risk. And as always, keep it shiny side up.
Joined today by Major Mike McCarthy, 126th Maintenance Support Commander. Sir, thanks for joining us. We're here in Vresnia, Poland, in our hotel. We're working out of Powitz, Poland. What are your thoughts so far on this trip?
I think it's been a great trip. We've really looked at things from a couple different lenses here. The first one being our support to Copper Arrow under the European Deterrence Initiative. So we've been busy with flying along with our partners from Beale, from the Air Force Reserve. So it's been a busy trip for flying. That's one lens. The other is the state partnership side of it. So the first week we were here, there was a team from Scott where we went through various meetings with both the Polish, the Army here, and also just discussions with different entities from the Polish Air Force and the Army. To understand where we can fit in. So it wasn't just a one and done meeting. We had something on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then we even had a follow-up on Thursday after the main body departed. So it's been very productive from that aspect. So to see how we're able to come here and really, really focus on two things, one, the flying operation, but two, building up some partnership, it's been a good trip from that perspective.
What were you guys looking to build up partnership-wise?
Well, when you look at the state partnership program, it's kind of built into different levels of strategic documents. So if you look at the National Security Strategy, mm-hmm. the first page talks about building up strategic partnerships. And it doesn't go into specifics on what nations, but it talks about NATO and it talks about internationally, it talks about Europe. And then if you go down through every level of strategic guidance from there all the way down to our 126 wing strategy, there is something about partnerships. And we specifically state in the wing strategy about SPP. Now, for us, that really means having a military to military interaction, and whether that's knowledge exchanges, advancing security cooperation, whatever it may be, that's kind of where we come in. But there's two sides to that as well. It's not only military. There's also civil considerations there. So us learning about the Polish culture and then us being able to share with them about Illinois and the United States, those are two exchanges that are not necessarily military, but they're still really something that's in the purview of the state partnership program. We focus a lot on the military side, but culture is another part of that. So even the sightseeing, I mean, you were around for some of the meetings last week where the Polish military members were giving us thoughts and advice on where we should go, what restaurants we should check out, towns to visit, places of historical significance. And we tried to do the same from the U.S. side, like, hey, if you ever come to the States, these are some things to do. But that more resulted in a, you know, if you come to the States, let me know because we'll set it up for you.
Yeah.
But there's been a lot of good conversation, a lot of doors open. So what we were setting out to do was really get a better understanding of what is here in the area, either on the airbase side or the Army garrison side. And where can we in the 126 fit into one, help improve anything that may need improvement, answer questions. What can we learn from these folks here that we can take back to our unit? Really anything that results in a knowledge exchange and has a positive impact on either one of our operations. So I think we achieved that objective because of the team that we brought with us, really covering down on infrastructure, logistics, services, and then of course maintenance. So from those four avenues, I think we really covered a lot of ground. We met a lot of the right people and have now opened those lines of communication so that we can go back to Scott and do what we need to do as far as ironing out what SMEs we need to bring to set up what types of events. But we've at least established a good starting point. It almost felt like we were starting from ground zero because we really hadn't been here too much since prior to the COVID pandemic. So post-COVID, we're really starting to get back into things, but we have a lot of new people and a lot of new positions, and we're really rediscovering where we had left off. But I think we've got our a good foot forward, and this is a good stepping point for us to begin building this up for future endeavors.
So you're hoping to bring more troops over?
Yes.
To help out with, to liaise with the Polish?
Yes, definitely. I think talking to our LRS commander and our CE commander, as well as our AMXS commander, we've identified specific opportunities here during the last week or so where we can either, you know, do some annual training here or bring a DFT here. There is a demand signal for certain things that our wing can provide. And maybe next year, maybe the year after, we're going to work through those things to see when we can actually get out here. They specifically had an ask if we could be out here around the 4th of July for a couple weeks. That might be pushing the envelope, but it's good to know that that demand's there, right? And we can take that as a, you know, really as a concept and then run with it and build on it for future stuff. So I'm more looking at the longer term. Maybe in the next 3 to 5 years, not saying our first thing would be in 3 to 5 years, but really that's how our SPP management has kind of said to gauge it, look at a 3 to 5 year plan. So that's what we're looking to do. But having been at the ground level, over the last week, it's given us a good insight as to how we can do that.
Right. Would you say we're talking with, Major Mike McCarthy, the, maintenance squadron commander? I always get I get AMXS and MXS confused, but you are the maintenance squadron commander. And what has been your role out here?
So really in support of Copper Arrow, we've had We've had a busy flying schedule, and that has both been supporting the European Defense, European Deterrence Initiative during the daytime, and a little bit of the State Partnership Program at night. Also part of the EDI, though, and we're busy. There's been a lot of launches and recoveries, which is mostly for the crew chiefs. However, we've had some aircraft issues, and we've had to work through that. And that was a very specialist heavy process. So last week when we broke, basically, we had to go through a very deliberate process as far as securing a part that we needed to fix the aircraft. And that took coordination from a lot of different entities throughout Europe, including here at POVITS, but also at the 603rd AMD, some discussion at home station and a few other places. So as you saw, we're ultimately able to source a part, and somebody from the 100th at Mildenhall was able to deliver that to us. But from the specialist side, yesterday was an all-day affair, getting that part installed on the aircraft. And we also had to work through some additional issues because it was a national holiday here in Poland, so the usual base support was not available. So we had to work through some things, but ultimately we were able to get it. It was a very good team effort yesterday afternoon. For a few hours, it was all hands on deck, and we had every maintainer that is on this trip out there, either on the flight line or in the line shack, if you will, working whatever avenues they could to help get that done. So now we're back to having a healthy aircraft, and we'll see if we're going to fly it tonight or fly it on Thursday.
That's yeah, it was quite the ordeal to get that part here.
Yes.
You had to, they flew an airman from Mildenhall to Poznan, and we picked up the part in Poznan.
Yes, and a big shout out to Tech Sergeant Daryl Constant for his efforts and coordination on that. But yes, he physically went there with one of our troops, Master Sergeant Rob Kames. They went there. It seemed the airman was a little tired, all day traveling, escorting a part through Europe. But they were able to get him fed, get him lodged, and secure the part. So good experience for everyone. But yeah, definitely a lot of coordination and a lot of hard work that went in from a lot of different agencies to make that happen.
What's been one of the things that stuck out in your mind over this trip, since we're about to wrap it up here in Poland?
I will say, anytime we get a chance to exchange knowledge with our partners is a great thing. But what's really been the highlight for me has been the camaraderie within maintenance and within ops, for that matter. It's not very often that we get to go out on the road as a slightly bigger unit than what your standard TDY package is. So doing that and having essentially two shifts of maintainers, two different crews for ops, that has really given us a chance to spend some time with each other, both at work and outside of work. And you see the camaraderie, the happiness. I'd say it's been a very good trip, and I'm confident if you were to ask any of the maintainers, they would probably say the same thing. So everyone's probably learned something. They've worked some issues that we don't often get to work. There's been a lot of coordination with different agencies. We're using some slightly different equipment than what we're used to. We're speaking to folks whose primary language is not English. I mean, we're doing a lot of things that we don't get to do every day at home. But one of those things is definitely spending time with each other outside the work center, because really, you know, we're working together and we're also lodged together. We're going sightseeing. You know, at home, I'm not going to go see an 11th century cathedral with one of my buds on a Saturday. But
right
here, you can do that. So it's been a really good experience from that perspective. So the camaraderie absolutely has been number one for me.
One of the places we went to was Krakow. And on our way back from Krakow, we stopped at Auschwitz. What were your thoughts about Auschwitz?
I wish we would have had more time. And a little more heads up as far as being able to secure tickets to get into Auschwitz, but being able to walk the perimeter of a concentration camp where over a million people died really puts things in perspective. It's an extremely humbling experience. I'd like to come back and go through it in detail, preferably with a tour guide. But yeah, just getting eyes on something that historic and dark, that was a very humbling experience. So anyone that makes it out this way, I would highly recommend trying to get tickets ahead of time to go do that. But at a minimum, you know, even just being there, it just feels different.
Yeah,
it's kind of hard to put into words, but yeah, I'm glad I was able at least able to walk the perimeter and take a look in there. It's a very unique experience.
Yeah, those buildings are, I think, forever etched in my mind. Just being able to see them in person.
Yes, and that's something, you know, you're not going to experience anywhere else. So that's
right.
Definitely another positive as far as you know, being able to travel within Poland and see some of the history here, because obviously the history here has had huge impacts on the United States and our other partners as well. So
right.
it was a very good day getting to do that.
What would you say to somebody who's on the fence about, well, I don't know if I want to go to Poland? What would you say to them?
I would say you need to be on the right side of the fence and come to Poland. This country has so much to offer. It's just incredible. The towns are all scenic. The history and the architecture, I mean, depending on where you are in the country, there's something unique, something different from a different time period. There's the people that we've encountered throughout this trip have been extremely friendly. The staff here at the hotel are more than accommodating. They have gone out of their way to make us as comfortable as possible, even if it meant sacrificing a little bit on their side. So I've been, I think it'd be great for anyone who was on the fence. You get to come over here. You get to see a very different perspective, a different culture. But it's very easy for us to come here and appreciate it. I can't even put into words how much I've enjoyed it. This is a really fun country to come to, and they seem to really enjoy having us here. And I know, and I've enjoyed getting to talk to any one of them. In addition to the traveling too, though, the cuisine, there is great cuisine here. I'm not much of a soup person, but I've had several soups here that I really enjoy.
Oh, I thought you were a soup person the way you've been eating it.
Yeah. But it, you know, and besides the soup, though, they do some great things with steaks, pierogies, duck, a handful of other things that I'm just, you know, I wouldn't be able to find these things at home. And I think if you asked one of or any one of the maintainers as well what their number one meal has been, it's going to be gas station hot dogs. Now, that may not have a good connotation back in the States, but here it is a delicacy and it is absolutely delicious.
You got to try it.
Yes. Yeah. You go in there and you get to pick out which hot dog or kielbasa it is that you'd like. You get to pick the sauce, and then they kind of fill in it's like a hot dog bun, but they fill it in with the sauce and then it's, you know, it's toasted and they put the hot dog in and serve it to you. And it's quite an experience. So I would highly recommend that. If you're on the fence, at least come here for the hot dogs.
All right. That is Major Mike McCarthy, the MXS Maintenance Squadron Commander. Sir, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Sergeant Ellison.
Department of the Air Force senior enlisted advisors testified recently to a congressional subcommittee on the importance of quality of life initiatives for service members and their families. Chief Master Sergeant of the Air Force, David Flossy, and Chief Master Sergeant of the Space Force, John Pennsylvania, addressed challenges to operational and family readiness, including rising economic costs, child care availability, and quality health care access.
Our service members, backed by resilient families, are ready to meet the challenges of today and tomorrow. Let us ensure they have the resources and support they need to continue safeguarding our nation's security for generations to come.
Medical leaders across the military health system are collaborating to define the role of lifestyle and performance medicine for service members in the era of great power competition. Lifestyle medicine is a medical specialty focused on six areas: nutrition, physical activity, stress management, sleep quality, social connections, and substance abuse. During the summit, subject matter experts discussed the lasting, positive impact that a change in lifestyle has across the physical, mental, and emotional well-being of active duty service members and its effects on their families and communities. A new IT solution will soon provide secure mobile access to government applications and websites for Department of the Air Force employees. The HiPori Halo Workspace Anywhere solution is set to debut in the summer of 2024, following a successful pilot program with the Department of the Army. It's a secure, virtual workspace accessible from any iOS, Android, or Windows-based device. Venus Goodwine, Department of the Air Force Chief Information Officer, says the department is committed to providing user-friendly enterprise solutions to empower the force to work securely in a wide range of operational environments. That's your look around the Air Force. I'm Staff Sergeant Jasmine Granger.
Coming up during May's drill on that Sunday, that's May 5th, is a 3K nature run walk for Mental Health Awareness Day. That's from 2 to 4 p.m. at the family camp at Scott Air Force Base. You can there'll be vendors, prizes, and free refreshments. If you need more information, you can contact Linda Hsu and or Melissa Jackson. That's the 3K Nature Run Walk for Mental Health Awareness Day, Sunday, May 5th. That's during drill from 2 to 4 p.m. If you're having thoughts of suicide or know someone in crisis, the military crisis line, you can call that at 988. That's 988. Press the number 1. You can find all of our links on Linktree. That's linktr.ee/126ARW. If you're watching on YouTube, you can also download this on your favorite podcast app. If you want to pass along some information, you can email rollcall@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to Roll Call, a 126th Air Refueling Wing podcast focused on people, mission, and community. And, oh, good luck with the exercise. I'll be right there with you in the wing seat UCC. I'm Master Sergeant Brian Ellison.